Hey, Erebos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Erev and daf Tzadi Aleph. We are on the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis, and again, we have been discussing these three opinions in the Mishnah in terms of where you can carry, whether you can carry on a roof, you know, throughout all the roofs in the city. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, as long as there's no height differential between them. Or, according to Chachamim, you're only restricted, to your own roof. Or even the more Mekel Shita, Rabbi Shimon, so that you can carry throughout all of the Gagos, Carpathios, and Chatzeros in town. So it's Amar Rav Yehuda, so we're about to, let's see here, it's like three lines up on the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishatim Salom, with the Devar Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, and Chatzeros Rishus La'atzman, and Carpathios Rishus La'atzman. So according to Rabbi Meir, meaning all three of these, according to Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, when he said that you can carry throughout all the gagim in the city, so he holds that all three of these types of reshuyos are their own reshus, meaning you can carry from any roof to any roof, from any chatzar to any chatzar, and from any karpef to any karpef. The divrei chachamim, according to chachamim, gagim v'chatzeros reshus achas, karpefios reshus achas. According to the Chachamim, a gag and a chatzer are able to be carried to each other, even though you can't go from roof to roof. You can go from roof to chatzer, and chatzero and karpefios, you can go from one karpef to another, but you can't go from either a chatzer or a gag to a karpef. Excuse me. The Divrei Rabbi Shimon, kulan rishus achas hein, right? Obviously, you can go through all three of them, right? That was Rabbi Shimon's shita in the Mishnah. So again, that's an understanding according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to say, we're going to prove, we're going to bring a brisa to support Rabbi Yehuda in a minute, but first, Tani Kavasi the Rav. First, we're going to teach a brisa that agrees with Rav. Rav had said on at the beginning of the Perek that according to the Chachamim, you can't go from one roof to another. Rav had said, according to Chachamim, if you have roofs that are next to each other that belong to different people, you can't even carry Dalet Amos. So, Tani Kavasi the Rav, Tani Kavasi the Rav Yehuda. We have a brisa that supports both of these shitas. Tani Kavasi the Rav, the brisa that supports Rav, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas Hein, all of the roofs on the city are Rishus Achas, one Rishus, V'asher L'Halos L'Horid Min HaGagin L'Chatzer Min HaChatzer L'Gagin. And you're not allowed to bring items from one chatzer to a gag, and from a gag to a chatzer. If a kelim shishavs to a chatzer, mutar l'tavtan l'b'chatzer. And if you have a kli that started Shabbos in the chatzer, so then you can carry it throughout the chatzer. Begagin mutar l'tavtan l'begagin. And if a kli started on the roof, then you can carry it throughout the roof. B'vachle hegag gavoa yud o namuch yud. As long as the roof is not right on all the roofs of the city, but as long as you don't have a height differential, divrei Rabbi Meir, right? That's Rabbi Meir shita. I have a chachamim over him, and the chachamim say, "Kol echav echad rishus le'atzmo ve'im betalton lebo ela bedalad." And this is the proof for Rav shita. According to the chachamim, right, you can only carry dalad amos within any of those rishuyos. So tani kevasi the Rabbi Yehuda. We also have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda. Again, who had said that according to Rabbi Meir, you can go through in each individual rishus. According to Chachamim, you can go from roof to chatzer, but not roof to roof, and not roof or chatzer to karpev. And according to Rabbi Shimon, obviously all three of them are the same. So Tani Kavasi the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, "Kishayinu lomdin Torah." So Rabbi Shimon, when we were learning by Rabbi Shimon, Betakoa, right in the city of Tekoa, the city still exists now in Eretz Yisrael. We would take oil and a towel from roof to chatzer to karpef, until we got to the river, until we got to the stream, that we wanted to wash ourselves in. Right? So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, they would carry throughout all these items. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Shasa Zakana. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you even better, that when it was dangerous, meaning when there was some zera by the government against learning Torah, Hainu Mailan Sefer Torah, Mechatzah the Gag, Megav the Chatzah, Mechatzah the Karpe, the Grosbo. Right? We did the same thing with the Sefer Torah. So I'm Rilo, so they said to him, oh, by the way, Ein Shas Zakana Raya. Okay, you can't prove anything from a Shas Zakana, because it could be that there were other considerations. But the Maisa, the first part of the Brisa, that proves Rabbi Yehuda that you could go, quote Rabbi Shimon, from all of them, At least that's the story that you can go from one to the next. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echa Gagan, right? They're all the same. Rishus. So Rabbi Shmuel disagree as to how to portray Rabbi Shimon's Shita in the Mishnah. Amar Rav, excuse me. Halachik Rabbi Shimon, the Nachas is like Rabbi Shimon, but Vahavu Shalo Eruv. As long as there was no Eruv set up in the Chatzer. But if there is an Eruv, lo, then you're not allowed to go from one to the next. Because once you have an Eruv set up in that Chatzer, now we're concerned that you may take items out from the house to the Chatzer, right, obviously, because that's Mutter, because you have a Chatzer. But then we're confused. You have a bunch of items out in the Chatzer. You're now not allowed to go to any of the other Rishuyos. Why? Because you might end up taking one of the items that was in the house that went into the Chatzer. You're not allowed to take something from a house to a roof or a house to a karpef. You can go from a Chatzer to a karpef. But if you took an item out from the house and now it's hanging out in the Chatzer, you might just schlep all the items along with you. And then that would be an issue. Shmuel Amar Bein Irvu Bein Shlo Irvu. Shmuel says you're not concerned for that. That's not exeru. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said as well, Mi Lachshach Bein Irvu Bein Shlo Irvu. Who whispered? Right, that it depends. Some people take out the word Mi Lachshach. But either way, who whispered to you, Rav, that it depends on whether there's an Irvu or not? So it must be he agrees with Shmuel that it doesn't matter whether there's an Irvu there or not. It's still mutter to go through all the through from a karpev to a chotzer to a gag, etc., etc. But now we're going to spend the rest of the daf pretty much trying to figure out which version of Rabbi Shimon's shita is correct. Is Rav's shita correct? Rav's that says it's only if there's no eruv, but if there is an eruv, we're concerned that there'll be items from the house in the chotzer, and therefore we're not going to allow you to carry from the chotzer to the other rishuyos, or not, or maybe that's we're not concerned for that, and it's mutter regardless. So, Maskevla Rav Chisda L'Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. One second, we have a question for Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Yomru Shnei Kelim B'Chotzer Ech Achas Ze. If they say, meaning, why don't you say Shnei Kelim B'Chotzer Achas Ze Mutar V'Ze Aser? Right? Why aren't you goes there? Right? The first question is kind of not really a Maskevla, but why don't you say, like, listen, there are going to be two different types of Kelim here. One that came from the Chotzer, one that came from the house. People will be concerned, right? There certainly is a concern that you'll confuse which kelim are allowed to go out and which aren't. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon l'tameh. Rabbi Shimon agrees with himself, the lo gazer, that we're not concerned for this, ditanan, because we learned in a Mishnah about a couple of weeks ago. I'm Rabbi Shimon l'ma davar doma l'shlosh chatzeros ha-psuchos u'l'zub, ha-psuchos l'shuzarabin. V'irivu shtei chitonos im ha'im tzayos. If you remember, we had a case where you had three chatzeros, chatzer A, chatzer B, chatzer C, and they made an eruv with each other. So the outer ones were mutter to carry into the middle chatzer, right? A can go into B, and B can go into C, and C can go into B, right? They get A and B, and C and B can go into each other, but A could not go into C, right? So he muteres imon, ve he muteres imon, ubezach chitzonios osir zum zu. Right, we said that A can go into B, C can go into B, but A cannot go into C. So what's going to happen? You're going to have different types of items in Chatzer B. Some items that belong to Chatzer B, some items that belong to Chatzer A, let's say. And we're not concerned that you may get confused and carry the items from Chatzer A into Chatzer C. So therefore, then we see Velo Gazar. Dilma Asilafukimani, Daha Chatzer, Laha Chatzer. Right, we see that we're not concerned that you may come to confuse the different items and carry from one to the next. So too over here, Lokazuna Dilma Asilafukimani, the Batim the Chatzer. Right, we're not concerned that you may come to confuse which items come from the house and which items come from the Chatzer, and then you'll accidentally take it out. But if Rav Sheshes, asks another question. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, "Echa gagos, echa chateros, echa kopefios, rishus achas in the kelim sheshavsu besochan." If you have kelim that started Shabbos in one of those chateros, so you could take it from the chotzer to the karpef, etc., etc. Falulu kelim sheshavsu besochavais, but not for kelim that started Shabbos inside the house. Right, then you cannot carry throughout all those rishuyos. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, Mars Amrish Bishlama the Irvu." Every time the case is that there's an eruv between the house and the chotzer, so I need the mishkachos lama. That's how you theoretically could have a case where you have a kli from the house in the chatzer. All right, sorry. E amr b'shalo eruv. If you tell me the case is there's no eruv, heichem yishkachas laman in the batim b'chater. Why would you ever have to have a distinction between kalim of the chater and kalim of the house if there's no eruv? Obviously, if there's no eruv, there's no kalim of the house in the chater to take it out with you into the other rishuyos. So, must be a case that it's only mutter. If there was a chater, I apologize again. I'm just really congested. Trying to get it out as quick as I can. So either way, so who bosif la v'hu mafarik la, sort of sheshes asked the question, and he answered, the bekumta v'sudra. Those are two different types of clothing. Kumta is like a hat, a sudra is like a handkerchief. Right? Who says that kalim means actual utensils? Right? It could be that there could be clothing you're allowed to wear into the chatzir. Maybe you take your hat off, maybe you take your scarf off. So now all of a sudden you have an item that started Shabbos in the house, in the chatzir. So that could be a case that even though there's no Eruv, right, you still have items from the house in the Chatzar. Okay, Tashma. Omer Beis, I'll bring another proof. Let's try and figure out who's it like. And this is a proof for Rav, I think. Again, Rav had said that you're only allowed to carry from the Chatzar to the Gag, to Chakit, Pefes, etc., if there's no Eruv. But if there is an Eruv, then it'd be Aser. And Shmuel said it didn't matter. So Toshma, let's prove. Let's see if we can figure it out. If people in the chotzer and a mirpeses, right? There's a chotzer down below. There's a mirpeses up top. So they did not make an eruv. If you have a block of wood, or you have some sort of incline, some sort of something that's above the ground of the chotzer, if it's within 10 tefachim. If it's above 10 tefachim, sorry, then it belongs to Merpeset, then it's in that Rishos. If it's less than that, then it belongs to the Chotzer. Bemed Varim Burim, what's that case? Shayu Elu Shel Rabin Ve'elu Shel Rabin Ve'irvu Elu La'atzman Ve'elu La'atzman. That's only if both the Merpeset and the Chotzer belong to many people, and each one made their own Eruv. O Shel Yechidim, or each one belonged to a single person, Shein Tzrichan Ariv, or they didn't need an Eruv. Aval Hayu Shel Rabin V'shach Ve'lo Irvu, but if it belonged to everybody, and they didn't make an Eruv, all of those areas are a roof and a repesa and a chsad, all of those things are one rishus. So the Gemara says, Taima dolu irvu. Apparently, the reason that and it's fine, meaning the reason we say that all of those things are one rishus is if there's no eruv. That's Rav Shita. Ha irvu, but if there is an eruv, so then loves, and then we don't say that. So Gemara says, well, yeah, okay, that's true, that sounds like Rav, but that's not Rabbi Shimon, that's the Chachamim, right? Nowhere in this Brisa does it say that Rabbi Shimon is the author of this Shita, right? Hamani Rabbanani, that's the Rabbanan Shita. And Deganami, it makes a lot of sense, the Lokatani Karpe Fumavui, because it didn't mention a Karpe, right? What did it say? It said Chotzer, Achsadra, Mirpeses, didn't mention Karpe, right? So it seems that this is not really Rabbi Shimon's Shita, it's really the Chachamim talking here, and therefore it has no bearing on our Machlokas whatsoever. Okay, Toshma, another proof. Chamesh chatzeros apsukos zulazu, psukos lamavui. Now, again, a case we had before, you have five chatzeros that are lined up in a row. They each have an entrance to each other, and they open up into a mavui. Meshaku kulam lo iruv. And there is no iruv between any of them. Asr lahachniz lahotzi mechatzer lamavui. Umin amavui lachatzer. So they're not allowed to use the mavui. You can't go in and out of the mavui to the chatzer, and vice versa. The kalim sheshavsu bechatzer, and any kalim that started Shabbos in the chatzer, mutar l'tatzel bechatzer, uve bechatzer, you're allowed to carry them throughout that chatzer, uve mavui osir, but you're not allowed to carry to the mavui. We'll see what that means in a second. For Rabbi Shimon matir, and here this is Rabbi Shimon's shita, which we are concerned with. Rabbi Shimon says that's mutar. Shai Rabbi Shimon omer calls man shein shel rabin v'shach chuvelo irvu gag bechatzer v'achadim v'passes v'kavim mavui kulan rishus achasein. And this seems to be pretty explicit, that Rabbi Shimon says, any time that there was no Eruv done, and all of these areas are therefore Rishus Achas, Taimash Dolo Eruvu, the only reason why we're going to say that they're all considered one Rishus, is that there is no Eruv. Ha Eruvu, if there was an Eruv, so then lo, so apparently not. So the Gemara answers, my lo Eruvu Chatzer is Badi Adadi. Whereas the Gemara says, no. Doesn't mean that there's no Eruv, it means that the chetzeros did not join together. But ha-chotzer or batim Eruvu, but the houses and the chotzer, they, each person in their house and their chotzer, that person did make an Eruv. Meaning the lo Eruvu is that the chetzeros themselves didn't join together, but the house and the Eruv, there was an Eruv between the house and the Eruv. Therefore, it could still be like Shmuel. I have a halo iruv k'tani. Didn't the Brisa say that there was no iruv? So it says my halo iruv lo nishtatru. No, it means that they didn't. The chatziris didn't join together and join in the mavoi, but each house made an iruv with its chatzir. Okay, so that seems to imply that. Meaning that doesn't imply, but that could be. You could learn that way in the Brisa, like Shmuel, who made no distinction between whether there's an iruv between the house and the chatzir or not. V'boy Sema, another way to defend that this Brisa, that Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan Kamabalu, that really Rabbi Shimon is talking within the Chachamim Shita, but really he himself disagrees. He's saying, Lididi, according to me, Loshna Irvu, Loshna Lo Irvu. Excuse me, that there is no difference between whether there's an Irv between the house and the Chatzar or not. Elididhu, but according to you, the Rabbanan, Lo Irvu, which is Agazi. At least you should admit to me that if there is no Irv, meaning if you can't get Kalim from the house to the Chatzar, then all of these areas should be a single Rishos, because there's no concern, there's not going to be any Kalim from the house in the Chatzar. So Amr La Rabbanan Lo, Shtei Rishos, and the Chachamim still didn't admit to him that, and they said that no, still, there's two Rishuyos. Now, Amar Mar, Uvamavu Yosar, what did we say over here? If you remember in the Brisa, we said, if you forgot to make an Eruv, you're not allowed to take items out of the Chatzar into the Mavui, and from the Mavui to the Chatzar, and any Kalim that started Shabbos in the Chatzar, you're allowed to carry them in the Chatzar, and then we said, Uva Mavui Osir. And in the Mavui, it is Osir to carry them. So the Gemara says, Lema Mesele Rabbi Zeira. Maybe the Amarav. Maybe this is a proof for Rabbi Zeira Amarav that we had much earlier in the Mesechta. Where is that? We had it in Shabbos at the end of Mesechta Shabbos. So the Amar Rabbi Zeira Amarav, Mavui Shlonish Tratfumbo in Metaltonum, El Dalan Amos. According to Rabbi Zeira, according to Rav, if there is no Shtufim Mavos, you're not even allowed to carry in the Mavui more than Dalan Amos. So if you're telling me here that it says that a Kli that started Shabbos in the Mavui, in the Chatzer, and the Brisa says, Uva Mavui Osir, it's Osir to carry it in the Mavui, so that seems to imply, like Rabbi Zeira, that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui more than Dalan Amos if there's no Shtufim Mavos. Gemara says, no. Don't say that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui. Ula Mavui Osir, that it's, you're not allowed to carry from the Chatzer to the Mavui, but not within the Mavui. This has nothing to do, and has no bearing on the Shita of Rabbi Zeira, that you're only allowed to carry Dalan Amos in the Mavui. Just saying that you're not allowed to carry the item from the Chatzer to the Mavui. Gemara says, "Ay, Hainu Reshna." Well, isn't that the first part of the Brisa? So the Gemara says, "Mishnah Yisayet Strichale." No, you needed an extra teaching, because Ma'atatema, you might have thought, Kipliga Rabbanan Allah, Rabbi Shimon, Hanimili Hechid de Irvu. You might have thought that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon only if there is an Irv, and you have items from the house that could come into the Chatzir. Aval Hechid the lower Irvu, if there's no Irv, maybe Bondule, maybe they would admit to them, maybe they would admit to him that you could carry from the Chatzir to the Mavui because it's one Rishus. So therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore, we had to teach me that carrying from the Chatzir to the Mavui, according to the Chachamim, is still awesome. Okay, Shkora Kro, Gona Rabose, sorry if that was a bit fast or unclear, just feeling a little under the weather, but Mitzvashem, hopefully said it okay. We'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.